Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, I have the immense pleasure to record live with my friend, my dear friend, José Ishraoui, and also with my business partner. So we're going to talk today about our fantastic program, Season Your Life. And before we do so, as you know, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest news. And for today, I also encourage you to sign up to svasti.ca, which is S-V-A-S-T-I.ca. Also, if you do want to have her newsletter.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Okay, so first disclaimer maybe about the sound. So you might, you know, we're both together, not used to B2, so you might have some noises. We're going to try to fix it up if there's any, but just letting you know, you might hear some teacups, you might hear some
smacking on the head.
Exactly. There you go. Here she is. So as you heard her voice now, I will introduce you to José Ishraoui. I always do the same thing. I always present personally. So José, I've known her for more than close to 40 years now. And we met in high school. At the time, we were not close friends, but she had sensed that I needed some validation, needed some love, needed some attention. And I had some talent, I guess, too. And she gave me the first role, the co-role with somebody else in a play that she had written at the time. This was a really ego booster for me, a confidence booster for me. And this is really how we met. Then for a couple years, couple decades, really, you know, we're not so much in touch. And then we met, we saw each other at our reunion. And then through Facebook, we kind of one day she ended up being at my place while I was away. And then this is how it all started. She recommended I go to the ashram in the Bahamas, which was the beginning also of my sobriety journey. So she's been a big part, very instrumental in my sobriety journey. So a couple few words before I let her introduce herself. To me, José is a true friend, loyal friend. You know, in friendship, as you probably may remember the episode I've done on that, sometimes friendships requires tough conversations, sometimes loving conversations, sometimes just be. And José's been here for 4 days now at my place where we worked on this program, Season Your Life. And we've experimented everything, laughing, crying, yelling, pictures, everything. A true, real relationship. She's a loyal friend. She's a caring person, very attentive. She's a dedicated professional. And more than anything, she really cares about what she does. She is very the real thing. So over to you, my dear José. I'll let you introduce yourself from a personal and also a professional perspective.
Holy moly. Hello, everyone. Like, she's going to make me cry, that one. Well, you know, it's very simple. I'm a very simple person. I love life. And I think I have a mission since I'm a baby to just enjoy life as the max as I could be, but I'm not the most fun one. She could certainly tell you this in the last 4 days. I'm not the most fun one in the sense of I'm into business. Let's go. Let's get things done. But we met 40 years ago. You know, it's been forever and life just reunited us. So that was pretty cool. I'm super grateful of being here with you. I'm super grateful of being on that podcast. I'm super grateful to have you, the audience, listening to the joy that we have created in the last 4 days. And I can't wait to share that materials that we're doing for you guys. It's just really a blessing. She knows I'm waking up and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go to work. And I'm dreaming about it and stuff like that. But to start with me, you know, I don't really like to talk about it, to tell you the truth, because it's all ego part. But if we remove the ego and for the listener to understand who is that creatures, I'm a gal just like you guys, very simple, very normal. And for the longest time, I was not in the rush to do whatever I needed to do in this earth. But I finally found my passion, and it was Ayurveda. Yes, I'm a yoga instructor. Yes, I'm a yoga nidra instructor. I teach meditation as much as we can teach that. I'm an holistic nutritionist. And my passion is really Ayurveda. And I think the first time I opened a book, an Ayurveda book, I really connected. I connect with the Sanskrit, which I never, ever learned about. But I connected with the language. I connected with the energy. I connected with everything. And it became my passion in my life, my personal life, my professional life. And it cannot go away. Even if I want, it cannot go away. It's part of me to the deepest part. So I was very, very blessed. I have a very, very good life. I still have a great life. I'm well surrounded. I live with my tribe. I live with my family, my son, my daughter, the granddaughter, the dog, the chicken, the husband. I don't want to say the husband. It's not really nice. My husband, we're very on the river. It's really down to nature. It was really hard for me to move from Barbados, which I've been for years in the Caribbean, to Canada, but I was so, 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 so close. I'm so close to my granddaughter. So it could not be done, in any other way. And believe it or not, guys, this is really when we talk about coincidence and going back to life. So Jenny Lynn and I at school, you know, we were in the play and all of this, but that's it, right? And then we go and live our own life. And I made an offer on the house that really attracted me. The energy was great. We could all be together under the one roof on the river. It was beautiful, da, da, da. And the night that I made the offer, I go and I ask my husband, I say, hey, does Jenny Lynn is from that region? And he's like, I don't remember, but I think so. I called her and I said, Jenny Lynn, do you know that street? And she's like, are you for real? And I'm like, what? That's the street I was born, where I was born, where I live.
I grew up, yeah.
I grew up, and I'm like, what? So, you know, it's kind of weird, but the energy was keep repeating very strongly to say, you guys got to work together. You guys got to do something. I think I knew that since a while now.
You knew that the longer.
Right? Yeah. But we're doing it now.
It's not roses and unicorns. Like, you know, it's very interesting. So it's very interesting because we have both one thing. It's real transformation. We really want people to real transformation, permanent, pervasive. We both are dedicated to people living a better life, living a life that's more aligned and connected. And we decided to blend our both practice and our both energy, infusing it into the program so that people can really be able to, the idea is to leverage the seasons. Right.
It was pretty organic the way it was done, though.
Yeah,
you know, we had some common clients. You know, I had some clients, for example, and then we kind of, at the end, we were kind of saying, okay, you know what? Ayurveda is great, but I think we could push the envelope a little bit with this. So what about Jenny Lynn, if you take this line and then you work with this line and vice versa? So I think we did work together personally in our life. I use HypnoCoach Jenny Lynn's gift on my personal life. And please don't ask me when it started and what was my belief, because I can't remember that.
I know.
It's gone. It's solved.
That's the thing. And then people will say, oh, this is what everybody says. We don't remember.
Yeah, I know, because I do listen to your podcast, so I know that. And Jenny Lynn came and see me.
I saw you, yeah.
Personalistic.
My first idea was menopause, was premenopause. Mm-hmm. I was at that time. And I said, oh, I'd like to do something about premenopause, right, and menopause. And then finally, we ended up working on the other things that I thought were normal. Like I thought it was normal that I had this little thing on my eye, the little thing on my nose, the little thing on my chin. I thought all those things were normal. And she's like, no way, you can get rid of that.
Absolutely.
This is really all
better quality of life now. Yeah. And we still do.
Yeah.
You know, we still, like this weekend, right, when I said the tear eyes. And then when you asked me, what do you think is beyond that? I think this is part of who we are. And that in love and in care, we do it not because, you know, we want to be about it. We just, it's in us.
Let's get to some concrete. Okay, so the program, I'm going to give the structure, then you can give into each of the sessions. So the structure is first group setting, virtual group setting. And there's a lot of magic and there's a lot of, I would say, wisdom you get from a group that has the same interest as you. So that's the first thing.
It was very important to do a community,
yes,
like to build up a community.
Absolutely.
And after everything that we've been through, even if we're at home, and a lot of people do work from home more and more and will more and more, it was important that we built up a community. And it was important that the materials would be available even after,
yes,
long
absolutely
gone, after we were done. Because we know, you and I can tell you something, doesn't mean you're going to do it right away. But, you know, you're going to think about it, you're going to try, and then you're going to say, oh, I forgot you told me this.
Yes.
So it was very important that we had the materials, the base would be available,
yes,
for the community of Queen Bees. And Queen Bees, like, come on, that's a nice name.
It is.
Queen Bee. Who doesn't want to be a Queen Bee? Even some man out there, you want to be the Queen Bee. Yeah. So it was based on that, right?
Absolutely.
To create a community, to create materials that they could have as a reference,
exactly,
for their own life.
Yes. And in that perspective, there is two Q&A sessions. So there's four group sessions of 2 hours. And in which you'll have an hour and 15 minutes just about on Ayurvedic care, and then 45 minutes hypnosis, which is about, if I give you an example, and it's all going to be about this season, but let's say just like me, you tend to be always cold in the winter and always shivering. Well, it could really be about, you know, my body temperature adapts to the weather outside. You know, I feel very comfortable in my body. I feel warm all winter long, whatever that I would like to have, because it's really about self-hypnosis. So it's really about whatever things you want to live in the winter. How do you want to have your winter? And then I'm going to give you the tools for you to ingrain that into your beliefs. Jose is going to do the part of what is the winter benefits, challenges, the tools. And then she's going to talk about each of the session later. But there's 2 hour session, four of them. There's two Q&As. There's loads of material, but like loads of material. Okay.
That was one of the arguments. Okay, I got to tell you, Janine was like, it's a beta, girl. You're doing a lot here. But, you know, the pita in me, right? Gotta produce. And why are we talking? Because I'm looking outside. It's beautiful here. The leaves are done and down and stuff, and it's gorgeous. So why are we talking about winter when seriously we're in the fall? Well, because those kind of classes takes time to build up properly. So we wanted to offer you, we thought about maybe offering a fall, but it was too quick. It would not have been respectful for the materials that we wanted to give. So we said, you know what, let's do the winter. So you guys who are listening right now, it's for the winter. But hey, there's four seasons, right? So the other will come. But this one, that's beautiful, Queen Bee, that's going to be winter.
So
what's the problem
in
winter?
So what are the four themes, Jose?
So we're going to have, like you said, so 4 session, and then we're going to have Q&A in between. And those one are virtual, so meaning that they are recorded. So if you cannot be there at the moment of, it's okay, you can just record it. Or if you miss something because someone disturbed you, you can record it. And that was very important as well. So what's going to be those 4 seasons? The first one is all about dosha. So basically what's super important to know is you don't need to know your dosha. You don't need to know what are you created from? How many dosha of this you have? And what is dosha? What is she talking about? So you don't need to know that. We will have documents prepared for you. And the first session is all about explaining really what those dosha does within yourself, always focusing on the winter of winter, the season of winter. So that's the first one. The second one, it's all about food. All about food.
Yeah. And this morning I browsed through recipes and beverages and oh my God, I kind of wanted to do them all. Like they look so good.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not good to eat like certain thing, you shouldn't eat, let's put it that way, certain things at certain times. So in Ayurveda, we're very, very aware of it, that the body will react better in a certain way. So you guys are going to have it all. Like, you know what you're supposed to eat and what, you know, you're supposed to drink and how it's going to help you for your well-being in general. And that's going to really be very, very good. That's the second one.
Can I bring you into what, because we revised the material, right? So that it's really aligned this weekend. And I was surprised when I read the bio food list and the things you talked about. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of also misconceptions and stuff that you talk about, which I'm sure will interest our people.
Yeah, because you're talking about all the bonus materials that we're offering. Like there's like, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 sheets.
A lot.
I know. But this is so to give you, because you know, I'm an ex-banker, so I had to give them a little bit about finance, and I'm an ex-triathlete, I had to give them a little bit of exercise, yoga teacher, I had to give them a little bit of asanas.
Yes, guys, I had to search for asanas.
It's exercise and yoga. It's yoga posture. Yeah. So this is, it's going to be in all within their dosha. But again, you don't have to worry about it because you're going to have a tool that's going to tell you which dosha you are. Yeah. So this is for the second one. The third one, it's all about the practice. You know, in Ayurveda, we have practice, right? Ayurveda is old.
My favorite.
5,000 years. So it's not me who's just telling you what to do. But yeah, your favorite one.
Oh yeah. When we started to work together, the one that really, really changed my life is the Abhyanga. Mm. Because the Abhyanga is really that, you know, I preach self-care. Like I preach self-care. That's the only thing I preach, but I really preach self-care. And Abhyanga, I think, is the ultimate ultra deluxe self-care.
Yeah, it leaves you amazed. Eh? It leaves you like an amazing skin. And I have some people who tells me, oh, can I do that all day, every day, leave the oil? So yeah, we're going to learn about this. And we're going to learn as well why certain dosha should do it longer than other dosha. And which oil should you have for each dosha in the winter season, right? Yeah. So everything is going to be going back to the winter season. So it's going to be really, really great. And you're right, Abhyanga does change life for the majority of the people, absolutely. So that's the third one. The fourth one, it's going to be really about not just summarize the practice, but see, a lot of people say, you know what, if you give me a little bit of guidelines, and because it's new for me or I really believe in it, but I don't know where to start, well, guys, you're going to be all equipped. The fourth session is going to be all about this. It's going to be about suggesting you in the winter what Kapha should do, what Pitta should do, and what Vata should do, because those are the 3 dosha. If you did not know, you got Vata, Pitta, Kapha. So it's going to be summarized, plus with some herbs that we love to use in Ayurveda. Herbs is the base. And then some other little trick here and there that, you know, I always think about all my years in practice, still do in Canada, but in Barbados. And everything that I heard from the clients that tells me, oh, that works. Oh, that works well with the kids. Oh, that the kids loved, or the husband didn't like that. So I'm always trying to think of all of you guys in the comments and to make sure that seriously, that guide's going to be a beautiful base for you and your family to move into the winter season and with full of love.
And I would say leverage the season, which is really for me for your best benefit. So people may wonder, okay, well, what's the hypnosis in that? where does that make sense to put those two practice together? So in each of the session, let's take the food one. And let's say that you say, you know, I really have an issue to stick to my commitment to certain food eating habits or eating.
So, you know, the principle in Ayurveda, right? With the habits, right? We're going to give them three habits that are really good, but some people really have problems with them. So that's going to be so helpful for them, the hypno part.
Well, the hypno part is also self-hypnosis. So it is really, we have a session. You have material. And let's say you say, oh, for me, sticking to my commitment to eat, I don't know, to just eat, not do something else while I'm eating, but just not eat and work or eat and whatever. But just that one is something I want to make that moment of the day sacred. And I want to make that moment the time for me to really connect to the food I'm eating or whatever. And you say, well, you know, I really want to do that. I want to try that. I want to see what it feels like to do that. But I can't see myself doing it. So in the self-hypnosis, because I'm going to lead a session where you decide, each participant will decide what they want for themselves to work on. And this is going to be you who will say, okay, I want to try this thing about eating and not doing anything else than eating and really taking the time to connect with the food and connect with the people who've produced it and everything. And now, you know, you may say, woohoo, but I'm just taking something very extreme or very different. And you say, wow, this is really out of my day-to-day thing.
Comfort zone too, oh,
yeah,
because
right? me, I'm... You know me, right?
I know. I was not going to say it though.
Yeah, but I'm working and then I'm eating and then I'm drinking at the same time and then at the same time I'm doing a video for Instagram. You know, I do all those things at a time. This is me. And let's say if I decide...
That's Vata, by the way, guys. This is Vata at work.
And if I say, well, I feel that there would be some benefits for me to just eat, like we did this weekend, right? This weekend we ate, but we just ate. Like,
and can I tell them?
Yeah.
She did ask. She said, well, we could work and eat. And I'm like, nope, we're not going to do that, girl. We're going to eat and then we're going to work. You know, but Thursday, right? Yeah, when I arrive, you're like, and it's good. And you know what I was thinking when you were saying that about the finance?
Okay, no, okay, let me finish. Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure. I'm going to go back with the finance. But I just want to make sure that you understand that it's really going to be about you, what you want to change.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be me or Jose saying, this is what you should do in the winter. This is, oh, I've listened to all of this. And what resonated the most with me that I want to implement is, again, I'm using this example because that's an extreme one for me, is to only eat and, you know, be with the food that I'm eating and be in that
moment,
state and that moment and that process and that human, you know, thing of
and knowing that you won't miss anything.
Exactly.
The email's still going to be there. Yeah. The cleaning's still going to be there.
Exactly.
You're just going to be in that moment.
Exactly. Yeah,
and you're going to honor the food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's really an example, right?
Absolutely.
But if for you, it's more like, I want to take sugar, refined sugar out of my
diet.
Then you could self.
You might want to wait after Christmas to do that one. No, but absolutely, it's a great example. So, or the finance. You know,
exactly.
I was thinking about the finance because in Christmas we know. I know as an ex-banker, and we know that finance part is so heavy on a lot of shoulders in Christmas. So it might be that the person will decide to say, you know what, not this year. Ain't happening, you know, and then we're going to do things different. And this is great because the hypno coach, the hypno part and the self-hypnose going to be not just that what you guys want to change, but as well, it's going to be done in a very safe way because
exactly.
It's them who's going to do the
exactly.
work.
Exactly. So I wanted to make sure that this transpires. What else could we share before we end
gosh,
this episode?
I'm so excited. Okay, well, first of all, it's a beta. So this is huge, right? Because you guys, like she told me the first time, well, we're going to do a beta, we're going to do a beta price. Well, okay, all right. But there's so much material. So you guys going to go in with, and you already got, she called me and she said, my clients are looking at the price and they think it's a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's the price that what Jenny like to call, and that's what it is, a beta. So we're giving it at a really amazing price. And we do want to have a maximum for the first one because it's a beta and because as well, we wanted to, you know, have a lot of interactive with people and stuff like that. So we wanted to have a maximum of people, and we have some people who already paid and already enrolled into the class. So you guys, you shouldn't miss that beta price for sure, for sure. That's one thing that it's super important to know.
Exactly.
And as well for us, because it was a community, so we wanted to have the chance that, hey, you want to have your girlfriend come in, you want to have your partner joining with this, they can come and they can come at a discount price, exactly. Even on the beta.
Exactly.
So that's, so you got four sessions.
Of 2 hours.
Each. You got Q&A.
Of an hour.
Two Q&A.
Yeah.
You got the material forever.
Recipes.
You got the recipe forever. You got the questionnaire. We didn't talk
recording.
About that. The recording. You got the questionnaire about Ayurveda that you can redo every year with yourself. It's yours. You got all the materials, really. From
and
the,
and
A to
each
Z.
Session, you have a self-hypnosis recording that you will be, that I will be leading, a session that I will be leading.
So that's
and that
four sessions.
And you have, yeah, four sessions. You have four self-hypnosis recording that you can use all lifelong to really help yourself. And I think, you know, some people, they're unsure about hypnosis, or they're unsure about Ayurvedic care, mm-hmm. or they're unsure about, I mean, this is a fantastic way to try both at a very...
Oh my gosh,
at
yes.
a very, very discounted
very, very. Absolutely. So you got, guys, all of that plus all the materials for the $250. That's, I know, you heard it right. $250, the value of it. You know what? We should do that. We should put a value on this because seriously, right? There's a value on this.
I think every time I speak to you, the value goes up.
I know, because I'm keep giving more materials, but I love doing that too. And if you bring a friend or a family, $200. So seriously, guys, this is the time to make the choice to say, you know what? I always wanted to feel better in the winter. I always want to know a little bit more about Ayurveda. I always wanted to know how to self-hypnose me and how that worked it mm-hmm. out. And you wanted to be good and feel better.
Yeah. So it starts soon, December 7th.
Yes.
The enrollment is open. Any words of wisdom before I lay out how can people register, enroll in the program? Is there anything you'd like
well,
to say?
You know what I was thinking about is, you know, I was trying to shop. I hate shopping at the last minute for Christmas, and I like always to give gifts that are meaningful. Uh-huh. That would be an awesome gift, man.
Oh, yeah.
That would
that
be
one.
An awesome gift.
Absolutely.
To give to your wife, to give to your husband, to give to your friend. That would be an awesome gift. And guess what? Come with them. So it's going to be cheaper. But seriously, it would be awesome. And sometimes, you know, I have a lot of couples, you know, that in the clinic. And
yes,
you do
and
too.
And I do too. I have couples.
Right?
Yeah.
And they don't underestimate the man, ladies. They love that stuff. I have men, you were talking about Abhyanga. They love Abhyanga. So, you know, I think it's a great Christmas gift. It's a great gift to give to yourself. So it's okay to say, this is from me to me. And just take the opportunity that to be in the moment and say, hey, let's do it.
Fantastic idea, as always, to put it as a gift, to offer this as a, and for some people, it's Christmas year end. Gift.
To yourself.
So
I deserve, with everything I've been through for the last 2 years, I deserve that.
To take care of myself.
And absolutely.
And there's one thing I'd like to add before, as you know, I always have things to add, but all the information that we've put together into this program, largely brought by José, you can go ages looking for that information on the internet, left and right, and you will see a lot of information that is contradictory or etc. I think the great thing that you have is you have a very reliable source that has really looked at everything out there.
And years of experience.
And years of experience. And
in clinic and in outside, clinical, right?
Clinical and outside. And also, you know, it's not like doing this, you know, 10-question test on the internet, or it's not like, oh, you know, this is what I should do in winter. It is really holistic approach, and it's very reliable information, which is very important to me.
I really think you guys are going to fall in love with it, because if I did, and I'm in, you know, like I'm creating and I'm falling in love with the whole concept. And often I would put notes for Janine and said, oh my gosh, I would be super materials for it's just amazing. I'm amazed what the two of us could do, but most amazed by the part that you guys, what you can get out of all of that.
And what you can, you can take it home in your own experience and make it yours. Cause that's really at the end of the day, you know, there's so much information out there. There's so much, there's so much things that you can try, that you hear about. Well, in a Q&A, you can come and say, you know what? I read this thing, or I saw that thing, or my friend told me this, so I've tried this.
Oh, yeah. Even yesterday, remember? We had our friends coming over.
Yeah.
She does amazing picture. And she came and did a shooting with us. And she asked me, she said, hey, is it true in Ayurveda you do that? I'm like, no, misconception. And it was so cool. You're right. You're absolutely right. And you can share it with the family. That's the part I love, right? You know yourself better, doshically, so you're going to know the whole family better.
Exactly. Fantastic.
Awesome.
So we have to close this episode. Thank you so much, everybody, for being there. If you, and I know you already want to, and I can hear all of you who already want to join, because we already have fantastic people. I must say, the people that are there, they're amazing. So you can go on my website, hypnocoach.ca. We already know my website, hypnocoach.ca, and you go to work with me. And then there's season, it's in French. Okay. So,
Au cœur de mes saisons.
Au cœur de mes saisons in French. If you want to sign up for the waiting list to have this offered in English, just write me, drop me a line at jt@hypnocoach.ca. Everything is going to be in the notes of the episode. And then you can also reach directly to José.
At svasti.ca. So svasti.ca. But seriously, there's only one José Chouari Marcoux. But you know what?
And only one Janine.
But seriously, guys, even if you are Anglophone and you know that right now we're launching the Francophone one, I'm sure you have a Francophone friend or, you know, partner or sibling that would love to hear about that. And even yourself, you know, I speak more English than French, so you might not feel that much uncomfortable with coming into the French season, because we're going to be all there for you.
All right. Thank you so much, José. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to have those 4 days together in the country. Even our friend Nancy that joined us for the photo shoot and for a fantastic evening of sharing. This is what friendship is all about. And sometimes, you know, you find yourself discovering people in a whole different way when you start working with them. And it's very interesting how it widened your experience. I wish you all to also connect with someone that's close to you in a different way, or even connect to yourself in a different way, because this program can really help you connect to your own self with, you know, in a very different way. And while you bring somebody with you and you exchange about what you learn, about your experience, about what you're struggling with, about what's easy for you, you're also helping somebody else. So
love
voila.
Love it.
So
can't wait to meet you guys.
Yeah. So
can't wait.
So until next time, as you know, it's just the belief.